There's also been controversy over President Bush's military service. In one example, CBS News cited memos raising questions about whether he fulfilled his duties in the National Guard. The memos appeared to have been signed by the man who was then Lieutenant Bush's commander, Jerry Killian. They indicated Mr. Bush had not shown up for a physical, and they suggested that Mr. Bush's family influence had something to do with the fact that he was not punished. But critics quickly said the documents were forged. Last night on the CBS program 60 Minutes 2, Dan Rather acknowledged that there are questions about the authenticity of those memos. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
The 60 Minutes trademark has never sounded more like a countdown or the ticking of a bomb. A furor has exploded since last week's show, but anchor Dan Rather and the network refused to back down. Instead, last night, Rather interviewed the former secretary of Bush's commander. Marion Carr Knox did voice concern over the form and style of the memos, but not their content.
You didn't type these memos?
No. And it's not the form that I would have used. And there are words in there that belong to the Army, not to the Air Guard.
The memos are photocopies, apparently faxed to the network, and that's a problem.
It's a problem because it is very easy to doctor a copy.
Catherine Copenhaver is president of the National Association of Document Examiners. She says she thinks the network should have waited until it got the original documents or pushed much harder to get them.
Someone can create a composite document, cutting a genuine signature from one document, pasting it either electronically or manually to a different document that when it's photocopied cannot be detected. And most people agree that without the original document, we cannot authenticate the documents.
Copenhaver says CBS has quoted some of her colleagues out of context to support its arguments. Patricia Fisher is a member of the Association of Forensic Document Examiners and a former journalist.
This whole thing is a zoo. Not only from document examiners' point of view, but everybody's jumping on the bandwagon from, you know, Laura Bush to whoever it is that's blogging. And what I'm just seeing is just a tremendous amount of confusion. And in this confusion, not much can be accomplished.
Fisher says she's frustrated because she doesn't think people should be rendering opinions when evidence is so poor and tempers so high. The smartest document examiner, she says, will be the one sitting back, waiting for the dust to settle. Kelly McBride is not a document expert. She's a journalist on the ethics faculty at the Poynter Institute. She says right now there's too much dust.
Information itself has become very cheap. It's like a currency in a third world country that when it becomes devalued, it's worthless.
Still, McBride says it's important for CBS to disclose all of the information it has.
CBS is a big player. They are the broadcast equivalent of the New York Times or the Washington Post. And whether or not they performed their journalistic duties is an important question for the public.
No one from CBS News would consent to an interview today with National Public Radio. Last night on 60 Minutes 2, Dan Rather suggested that the furor over the documents themselves obscured the point of the story.
Those who have criticized aspects of our story have never criticized the heart of it, the major thrust of our report. That George Bush received preferential treatment to get into the National Guard, and once accepted, failed to satisfy the requirements of his service.
If CBS uncovers any information to the contrary, Rather said, he will report that also. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.